T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Touchdown of the game.
Do you think this game doesn't mean a lot to him?
Oh, of course it does.
AJ! AJ! Aren't you glad you play in Philadelphia?
Yeah, Philly, baby. Let's get it.
We love you.
Love is in the air. Or certainly was in the air Sunday, along with the damn footballs that was going to AJ Brown. Welcome back to Sports Radio 94 WIP. That was highlights from Sunday's game. I think it was the AJ Brown touchdown. And that was Nick Sirianni saying, AJ, don't you love it here in Philadelphia?
He loves playing into that stuff, you know? Like, it was a lot of love on the Philly sideline. It seemed like on Tennessee it maybe wasn't, things weren't as lovely.
Well, you may be right there, Elliot, because 48 hours later, or somewhere about, the Tennessee Titans decided to fire their general manager, John Robinson. Now, it is rare that a general manager is relieved of his duties in the middle of a season, let alone in the middle of a season of your team being in first place.
And, yeah, and headed to the playoffs.
And headed to the playoffs.
You almost wonder if more happened. Like, it's just a very – you have to wonder if more happened, but at the same time, I don't think it's a coincidence that the game after they watch their former number one receiver hand them that loss, I'm sure the owner and maybe even Vrabel, who knows, was like, all right, like that's it. But it can't possibly be because of AJ.
No, I would imagine that didn't help. And you know what? I don't know. I don't know what the split was like as far as – who was in favor of this trade, who wasn't in favor of the trade. I do remember Mike Vrabel saying something to the effect of, over my dead body.
Well, there's a video of him. When he, like,
got up and walked out.
Yeah.
Draft night when that trade was announced. Yeah, so I don't know. Vrabel and Vrabel and A.J. Brown embraced before the game. So, and A.J., you know, I don't know if that was before the game or after the game. But I know they embraced each other, and AJ spoke highly of Mike Vrabel at the podium. And listen, if you're a Tennessee Titan fan, a player on that staff, and you listen to AJ Brown after that game, you hear his press conference, you hear some of those comments, yeah, I'm sure that didn't make them feel good, and they all wanted him there. Like, to see him playing the way that he is right now. See, it's one thing with T.O. In San Francisco, they was ready to move on from T.O.
Yeah.
Not because he wasn't any good. It was because they felt like the locker room was ready to move on from T.O. The coaches, Steve Mariucci, may have been. Once T.O. says Steve Mariucci basically gave a game away because of Dick Geron was on the other side of the field, that's almost grounds for getting traded or getting released anyway.
Right there,
yeah. Yeah, so they were ready to move on from T.O. That was a different situation. This, A.J. wanted to stay in Tennessee. Not that he didn't have anything for Philly, but that's where he was at. He wanted his extension there. He clearly was bothered by not getting it. He's brought it up a couple times. And to hear him talking, so – if you're on that side of things as a Titan fan or personnel, you have to be scratching your head like, man, there's no way. Like, we knew it wasn't a good idea to trade him and to actually go out there and have to play him. Yeah, it was like salt in the wound for him.
I mean, imagine being a Titans defender. You are the unit that is the best part of that team. You're the Super Bowl unit. The offense can run the ball at a high level, but the offense
But it's the defense. Yeah,
it's the defense, right? So you've been carrying the team. You're carrying the team this year as well. And then you got to go out and cover AJ. Like, that has to be infuriating to know that you used to have that guy. But the other part of this, too, from an Eagles angle, is You would never see Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie do this. They would never let a player of that talent walk out the building over money. Mm-hmm. You know, they would figure that out, right? So we love to rip Howie, and it was a bad pick. But for the Rager Jefferson thing, like this AJ thing is worse. That's a draft evaluation. That was bad.
Oh, my goodness,
AJ
yes.
was in that building on a team trying to win a Super Bowl right now, and they let him go. So it is a fireable offense. But the timing is just really weird.
I'm with you there.
It makes you feel like something else is going on. Now, I guess on the flip side, this is when, you know, draft boards, not that they're starting to be built, but, like, there's scouts out there looking at all that, right? So maybe they want to get that started before that process. But I think the timing is coincidental. I mean, I don't know. AJ put out those Terminator shirts, so.
Hey, man. Well,
then he put up a tweet saying this has nothing to do with the firing of John Robinson.
Of course, yes.
I believe
even
that,
though posted the link a little bit after he was fired.
Well, the other funny thing about AJ is right before the season, we're at a press conference at the Novocaine. He's like, yeah, I'm not on Twitter. I delete that, you know.
Right.
He's on Twitter all the time, which is fine. But
that's like what Mark says. He doesn't check his mentions.
He's
very
him.
True.
He's checking them. All right, let's get back to the phones. Disappointment. Eagles, Super Bowl. Come on. We got 15 minutes to get all this conversation in. I got T, I got Corey, I got Dario, I got Will, I got Andre. I'm getting everybody in, including the Marks and Reese text line. Let's roll. T, Collegeville, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Ike, ESP, Jack? Appreciate you taking my call. Good show, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
What
what's up,
T?
Bro?
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, no problem. To add injury to insult, after AJ put a whooping on John Robinson, he had John Robinson's replacement on the other side get injured in the same game AJ got him fired, so that was crazy too.
Yeah, Treylon Burks, yeah.
But that's the crazy thing to me, T. Like, just because you draft Treylon Burks doesn't mean it's okay to trade AJ. Like, the Eagles had Devontae, and they went and got AJ. So, so just the difference between those teams.
So, what's the question to remind the listeners and callers again, exactly the way you worded it, if you don't mind, with the disappointment? The way you worded it.
Yeah. Would it be a disappointment to you if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl?
Okay. And for this is for ESP, Ike. I'll talk to you tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
You're saying it's not. Now, the only way you got to say that, in my opinion, is you're projecting forward, right, ESP?
Yeah, I'm saying this season to me, and look, who knows how these next five games will play out. You know, it could get ugly. But if things stay the way they are, they play a competitive playoff game after winning one, they lose in the championship round, to me that's not a disappointment. I think there's been enough positives this year.
So to expand on that, but I'm saying you have to project even farther than that. In your mind, you probably think we're going to probably go to the Super Bowl the following year. Is that what you're saying, more or less?
I think with the backbone of this team right now, Howie, Nick, Jalen, I think this team is going to be competitive every year. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that. That's exactly what I wanted you to say. So if you think we're going to go to the Super Bowl the following year, okay, I just looked at pretty much half of the Super Bowls we've had in the era of the NFL. You know how many organizations have been in? They didn't have to win, have been in back-to-back Super Bowls. Because you obviously said on air that you believe now they're going to go next year, and you know you've said on air that you believe they'll be in it this year possibly. So that would be back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're taking a few steps from what I'm saying. what I'm saying is I think they will go this year. If they lose, obviously it would be an emotional disappointment, but I think they're a team that is set up to succeed for the next few years, and that's why I can't view this year as a disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing is guaranteed, man. And you know what? I think if nothing else, the situation we just got out of taught me is that you can't take any of this for granted.
What situation? The Phillies?
No, the Wentz situation.
Oh, okay, where?
Meaning after we won the Super Bowl in 17 and then the subsequent years. Like, you know, 18, we got to that game against the Saints. Alshon dropped that ball. We haven't been close to being in the Super Bowl since then, that game. And it's been 4 years since that game. And I just don't know when we're going to have the opportunity again to be set up this favorable for us. I agree with you that they're going to have opportunities moving down the road. I agree with you on that.
And honestly, man, like, you're right. Like, this is a great opportunity. And to blow it would be a disappointment in a lot of ways. I just can't get past, like, you find your franchise guy, you win so many games, like, it seems so set up that I think I'll go into 2023 at this point feeling really good about this franchise almost no matter what.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get Corey from Columbus in here. What's up, C?
What up, Iggy boy?
What's up, bro?
My dog, ESP, what up?
What up, Corey? How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Hey, so what Elliot is saying, I agree with it. So if we go to the Super Bowl and let's say we lose an NFC Championship game, as a fan base, that's a disappointment because of the way it's set up, like Ike said. We're going to be upset. We're going to talk about it. You know, we're going to complain. People probably going to question Jalen. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you look at the Cincinnati Bengals, they lost in the Super Bowl last year, but they knew they got their quarterback in Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. So they weren't worried. They feel like they can win the Super Bowl this year. And I feel like, Not no knock against Carson Wentz, nothing against that. I know what you just talked about, Ike. Mm-hmm. But I think having a guy like Jalen Hurts, I feel like Jalen Hurts has lost. He has lost in a championship game before. Obviously, college NFL is different. But I think that will drive him if we lose. Like we win it in the divisional round. So let me just get out the way today. Mm-hmm. We're not losing in the division. So we either going to lose in the NFC championship game if we lose, or the Super Bowl. We ain't losing in the division, right? Jalen's winning one playoff game.
I agree with you. I will say if they lose that game, that would be a massive disappointment.
Right.
They got to win a playoff game.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, for sure. People might question Sirianni and the coaching staff.
Yeah, it'll
if
be
we
ugly.
Lose in the divisional round. But I will say this. I think we are going to the Super Bowl. I'm not afraid of any team. I feel like we have the guy and he focused. I said it, Jalen Alexander Hurts. Mm-hmm. Give my man some respect. And I feel like he on a mission. Now, will it be a disappointment if we lose? Yes, I'll probably cry like I did with the Phillies. But we're going to be back.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now. We're going to 2 Super Bowls in the next 5 years. Fuck it.
All right. Listen, wow. I hope you're right. I remember all the bravado in 17 after that Super Bowl. I remember that. I remember it was the new norm, and we were about to be the new Patriots, and we got a new dynasty. And
when they won the Super Bowl in the press box in Minnesota, the post game article I posted was, "And they're going to win it next year too."
Right, I remember that stuff, and that's how you feel at the moment.
And that's how every championship team feels every time they win. Every parade in the history of parades is someone up on the stage going, "And guess what? We're
going
to be back
next year." They're going back next
year every single time.
You're absolutely right.
But I do think this team is better set up than 17.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because 17, I mean, listen, that was a mercenary team that we had to actually commit another year to.
Right.
Because they won the Super Bowl.
And knock on wood, but, like, Carson was coming off a major knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
That is presumably, again, knock on wood, not going to be the case with this team.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
You know, you, every year is different, man. Every year is different. That's all I'm going to say. All right, we got the tweets and texts coming up next, and text lines brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Island Pizza. Yeah, the Island Pizza in Douglasville, PA, this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles on to victory against New York. Again, that's this Sunday. Jack, tweets and texts.
Text line.
It'll be the John Marks Memorial First Caller soon. Liz in Collegeville.
Well, hopefully she's nursing him back to health.
Yes. How about that?
I'm sure he's having a relaxing time.
Yeah, nursing outfit. Oh, my bad. I'm tripping. Go ahead. I need to see the package.
Deciding which side to be on today was like choosing which kid is your favorite. Nick from the NovaCare.
Oh, with us?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, two of
that?
His favorites.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, how about that?
He knows we know football.
Yes.
Right. He finally maybe learned something today.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Saved him last week at that press conference. So
he did shout you out.
He did.
Yeah. He knows you. He knows you keep stats.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Listen, I know we all joke about the fights on the show, but in all seriousness, Rios can't be allowed anywhere near that. Tim in Newark.
No, yeah, seriously.
No, he's the one.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I feel pretty thick, okay? About, like, he's the one.
I do think your callers are the ones not to be trifled with. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Chuck,
I love to come
OG,
on and
Rios,
yeah.
Like,
listen, I got, yeah, that's, we got a crew there that we can go to battle with.
Listen, if we have to fight the other shows, I'm pretty sure we're going to win.
Oh, we're winning easily.
Not to mention you two.
Butch and Manny Unk is stepping up to Chuck and Mount Airy?
This is probably not a – will never be a WIP sanctioned event.
I don't think it passes the lawyer test.
No.
Although I want to see that Butch and Manioc versus Chuck from Mount Airy.
Him versus Herb might be more fair.
Yeah, get Herb out there versus Butch.
Yeah.
What's next?
Did Tom from Vancouver call Elliot a rational beat writer? What is going on here? Mark and Modco.
You know, big J, man.
Big J.
People recognize.
Well, and Tom of Vancouver is one of your
callers.
Yeah,
he's a Go Birds. Yes. He's a Go Birds caller.
Also, I hope Tom's flight to Arizona goes way better than his flight here.
I was thinking about that. Like,
yeah, seriously, he had a real live adventure coming here for the
World Series. Staying in the bottom of that abandoned house?
Yeah, and then he ends up in the air during the flight when the game's happening. But didn't he end up getting to a game?
Yeah,
he did. He wound up coming.
And then I ditched him because I was mad the Phillies lost.
Yeah, he came
goodbye.
Over, hugged us, and then I didn't see him again.
Only issue is the Super Bowl's not best of seven. So,
yep.
You know, that flight situation, he's got one shot at that bad boy.
What's next?
Ha-ha! I'm not going anywhere, baby! Doc on the T-Box in Houston.
Pack slide!
Has he packed clubs?
100%.
Seems like all they did in the preseason was golf, so.
He literally went down to Charleston and was like, hey, there's some good golf down here.
I'm like, does he pack his clubs with him when he goes on these trips?
I also love the whole, like, oh, well, they never get a chance to practice together. This team's been together for almost a year.
Yeah, what are they doing?
This is not a brand new team.
Oh, my God. You know what? I can't even get upset at the Sixers right now. I can get frustrated with them, but I won't let them get me upset right now.
It's because you got no true expectations for them.
Well, and listen, my emotions are tied into the Eagles right now.
Yeah. Well, it's also basically like if you were to look at where the season's at in the NBA, this is like OTAs in the NFL. This isn't even preseason. Preseason's like January.
Yeah, I was going to say after Christmas.
Yeah, this
yes.
is like the OTA workout. Then again, I track OTA stats, so maybe I shouldn't,
I'm saying, man, you're the king of practice.
I am.
All right, let's get Dario in here. He's out in Delaware, wants to talk a little bit about the Birds. Dario, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
Okay. Is that me? You said Dario?
Yeah.
No, Mario.
Mario.
Oh,
that's on Jack. Yep.
It's all right. I Elliot, what's going on?
What up, man? I thought it was Dario Saric for a second.
What's up, Mario?
No. So, Elliot, listen, I will say it's a successful season, but it will be disappointing if we don't win because you can't bank on what it looks like in the future with all this Jonathan Gannon talk about him possibly getting a job.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. If they lose him, that's a big blow.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and I'm not his biggest fan, but, you know, he does a good job.
Yeah.
So if they lose him, you're talking about next year, you don't know what's going to happen. So you got this record with this possibility to run this thing all the way to the top. You got to take advantage of it.
Yep.
Yeah, the opportunity is there. There's no question about it. I think sometimes maybe we're putting, you know, what's the expression, the cart before the horse a little bit. Like, they have not won a playoff game yet. It is not the playoffs. We have no idea what it's going to look like come playoff time. Like, right now, yes, you can see it that way. But by the time it's actually kickoff time for the first game, I'll be interested to see how it looks there.
You're going to have Dallas Goedert back.
Yeah.
Maybe full speed, full strength. We're going to be coming off a bye week. Right? Well,
yep.
we got a chance to sit back, watch the rest of the league.
Maybe
play.
Two bye weeks.
Yeah.
And after week 18 game doesn't mean anything.
Oh, perfect. Robert Quinn will be ready for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's get Will in here from New Jersey. Will, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Will?
Hey, you know what? I've been critical of Jonathan Gannon, like a lot of people. But I will say this. I watch football for a long time, and I've been – Actually, I talked to you about it before, Ike, about rushing five guys and, instead of rushing four at times.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing it.
Yep.
And it's making a big impact on the players. I mean, I don't think Cox is getting double teamed as much.
I love Cox.
Yeah, and I think the it helps the running game because it kind of bottles up the middle. What do you think, Ike? I'm curious what you think.
No, listen,
that.
I'm with you there, especially on Fletcher, man. I think it allows Fletcher – when you bring in a guy like Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph, those guys come with a resume. They're very good players. You got to pay attention to those guys. So I think it's allowed Fletch to operate with some one-on-ones out there, and he's taking advantage of them. Now, every once in a while, he's still going to get a little bit of a double team. But it's no doubt in my mind, E, that the reduced snaps have helped Fletch be fresher, be stronger late in games, and really can give you more effort. I know John Ritchie is hard on Fletch, and a lot of it has to do with his effort that he's putting forward and whether or not he's playing with the type of effort and energy that's contagious in a good way versus it being contagious in a bad way where you may see other guys saying, hold on. But luckily, he may have been well within his right of being criticized for one game that happened in. That was a game he played 70 snaps.
Yep, yeah.
But if you're giving Fletcher somewhere between 25 to 30 snaps, just like with BG. I mean, if you put BG out there for 70 snaps, how affected do you think Brandon's going to be?
Not very. Brandon might miss a week or two after playing 30
so,
snaps.
So those guys, I think bringing those guys in has definitely helped Fletch. And now, I didn't think he was playing as bad as some people thought he was in the first place. But at least he's starting to show up again, and you're starting to see him have some flash plays.
I also just think it's a motivating factor. Like, you bring in Sue, you bring in Linval Joseph, and I don't mean that he wasn't trying, but, like, let's all be honest
about
it.
Gets everybody's attention.
Yeah, if you had the same job for a while, I don't know. It's just it's an extra little boost. And in a long career, you know, it can be things like that to say, you know, just get a little more focus.
Dude, and that brings me to something we was talking about earlier that I didn't get a chance to touch on. We talked about Golden Tate and bringing in Golden Tate. So – and having a guy come in at your position and what it does to your position
in that
meeting room, I still contend. And a matter of fact, I know people that told me firsthand, some people didn't like the fact they went out and traded for Golden Tate.
I wonder who.
Yeah, guys that play that same position
didn't
like the fact they went out there and traded for Golden Tate. You know, so – and I think this team is mature enough to handle bringing in somebody like Sue and Linval Joseph and not being intimidated by it. Yeah, if it helps motivate you, if it pushes you along a little bit, nothing wrong with that. Healthy competition, there's nothing wrong with that. And so if that's going to allow this defensive line to play better, it's going to allow Fletch to be fresher, Brandon to be fresher, and the overall unit to be better, why wouldn't you?
Do you think this team is better at accepting competition at positions because they're coming from bigger schools?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you know, like the
that
guys.
That makes a big difference,
like,
Elliot.
Guys like Alabama, they're used to players
sitting
coming in.
Sitting for 2 years.
Yeah, they're
they
used
know it.
To the best players coming in.
That's true.
I think for a while, look, not that, like, let's use Alshon, for example. Not that he went to a small school, but I think now this team is filled with guys that are so used to being around competition every snap, every practice, they're just more accepting of it.
That's a great point. That is a great point. You go to those schools, you know you're not going there to be a four-year starter, or it's rare. It's rare that you're going to be a three- or four-year starter because it's usually another five-star recruit in front of you
or
already.
Or you also know, like some of these guys goes to school, like Goddard, an elite player, elite athlete. Goddard went to the college he went to.
South Dakota State.
The best guy there by far.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith is one of the best receivers in the world. He's always been around, like, elite. Like parallel kind of
hell, every
skill.
One of those receivers at
exactly,
Alabama
yes.
were more heralded than he was, and he won the Heisman.
Jalen was in a room with Tua, Mac Jones, like these guys that they have now, Nakobe, Jordan Davis. They were in the best defense in college history.
Yeah.
These guys are used to being around competition. I think for a while this Eagles team, and not this group, but prior iterations, they weren't guys like that.
Yeah. And you get some guys that are a little insecure and think that they are entitled.
Yeah.
And that messes with the chemistry, man. It just does.
Mm-hmm.
Just does.
100%.
And I'm glad, listen, if they are taking that into consideration when bringing in some of these guys, that's a great thing. Elliot, man, time flies when
you are
having fun, brother. It's been a blast today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope the listeners enjoyed it out there today.
Love working with you, too. It's always a pleasure.
All right. And I guess Rod will let you know if we're back tomorrow.
Prayers up for John.
Prayers up for Johnny Marks. Good job behind the glass in there, Jack Fritz. It is Tuesday. So, you know, not only is it a happy day for our listeners, it's Tuesday because we have you coming on at 3 o'clock. Well, we also have the King riding with Joe Giglio coming up next for the evening show. They'll get you set for your ride at home. Yep, I almost forgot it there, Jack. What is the final tally on our Twitter question today. Jack, and it's sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
71% of people would say they'd be disappointed if the Eagles.
I was going to guess 72.
Okay, 71%. I'll take that. I'll take 71%. All right, Elliot, appreciate it, my brother.
Yes,
Jack,
sir.
Great job today. You got Joe Giglio riding with the king coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.